If you're not making the money you want, there's a very good chance you're undercharging. And I'd also hazard a guess that when you share your prices, you're doing it in an apologetic way. One that screams, please don't be angry with me. Business owners, especially women, present their pricing like they're apologizing for having the audacity to charge for their expertise. They say things like, it only costs X, or I normally charge more, but, or I hope this isn't too expensive, so let's agree to stop. Stop pricing like you're apologizing. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Something not enough people talk about is the fact that you don't need more clients in order to make more money. I know that sounds a little bit backwards, but most businesses are sitting on untapped revenue right under our noses. And if you've heard me say this before but haven't actually done anything about it, today's the day we fix that. Because it's one thing to know this stuff and quite another thing to actually take action. Am I right? So today I'm sharing three specific practical ways you can increase your revenue without adding a single new client to your calendar. And these aren't fluffy theories, they're approaches that I use in my own business and with the clients that we work with in the Enjoy Marketing Agency. So grab a pen because you're going to want to take notes on this one. Okay, so let's get into these three money-making strategies. And the first one is so simple, it feels almost too obvious. But here goes. You've got clients right now who love working with you. They trust you, they value your expertise, and they're already happy to pay you. But most business owners finish the work, send the invoice, and then just wait until that client maybe one day comes back. What if instead you actually ask them what they need help with next? I'm talking about a genuine conversation about their business and where they're struggling. Your best clients probably have problems that you can help them solve, but they haven't thought to ask you about them. They've put you in a box as the person who does X, or it hasn't occurred to them that you might also be able to help them with Y and Z. Just last week, I sold a 3-month one-to-one package to a member of my very new monthly membership. Never make assumptions about what people want and need, particularly if they're already working with you in any way whatsoever. When you're finishing up a project with a client you've enjoyed working with, have a conversation. It can be as simple as saying, I've loved working with you on this. What else are you working on? What do you want to achieve next? And then actually listen. Don't simply jump in with the thing that you want to pitch. Just listen and understand what they're dealing with next. 9 times out of 10, they'll mention something you can help with. The beautiful thing is that you've already built trust and proven your value. So selling additional services to them is infinitely easier than finding and converting a brand new lead. If you're listening to this and thinking, I don't want to be pushy, then hear me when I say this. If you genuinely believe you can help them with something they're struggling with and you don't mention it, you're not avoiding being pushy. You're doing them a disservice. You are not helping them. Are you ready to give this a go? This week, I want you to pick a minimum of 3 of the best clients you've worked with during the past year and reach out. Don't make it about selling. Make it about checking in. The opportunities will reveal themselves. Now, the second strategy might be uncomfortable for some of you, but it needs to be said. With compassion, because I've also been this person, here goes. If you're not making the money you want, there's a very good chance you're undercharging. And I'd also hazard a guess that when you share your prices, you're doing it in an apologetic way. One that screams, please don't be angry with me. Business owners, especially women, present their pricing like they're apologizing for having the audacity to charge for their expertise. They say things like, it only costs X, or I normally charge more, but... Or, I hope this isn't too expensive, so let's agree to stop. Stop pricing like you're apologizing. Your pricing is the value exchange for the transformation that you provide. When you present it apologetically, you're telling your potential client that maybe your service isn't worth what you're charging, that you don't truly believe you can deliver on your promise. And yet, I bet you do deliver. I bet you've got countless amazing testimonials and results. Maybe you need to call in some more again soon. Just last night, I asked the members of my currently private membership, we'll be opening up to new members soon, I asked them to describe what they get from the membership. It's only been open 5 weeks because I'm creating a print ad for a brochure at one of the events I'm speaking at later this month. I wanted to include some of their testimonials. And what they said blew me away. One member said, working with Nikki through various membership programs has been a game changer for my business. It has brought unstoppable exponential growth on all levels. Earnings, knowledge, and more passion for marketing. The keys to success, if you want to achieve it, are number one, discipline and hard work. Number two, having Nikki as a marketing mentor. I really didn't expect to hear that. And I bet that once you reach out, you'll get a confidence boost too, and a reminder that you are worth what you charge, and probably even more. There's a massive difference between confident and apologetic. Confident sounds like the investment for this work is £6,000. Full stop. No justification, no apology, just clear information delivered with the certainty that your work is valuable. If you're any good at what you do, you're probably undercharging. Most businesses charge based on what feels comfortable, not on the actual value they deliver. They're terrified of being too expensive, so they price themselves at the bottom of the market. But here's what happens. You attract clients who are price shopping rather than value shopping. You work with people who question every expense, and you have to take on way more clients than you should because your prices are too low. What if you raised your prices by, say, 30%? Some people would say no, and that's okay. But others would say yes without blinking. When you're solving a real problem and you're great at what you do, price becomes secondary to value. So try this. Look at your current pricing. Write down what you'd charge if you weren't scared. That's probably closer to what you should be charging. When you present prices to new clients, practice saying the number without apologizing. Practice it in the mirror and look at yourself. Pricing is part of your business strategy, so treat it like one. Practice it in the mirror and look yourself in the eye while you say it. The third strategy is a shift in thinking. It's not about getting more clients, it's about getting more from the clients you already have. Here's what I mean. Right now, you're probably treating every sale as a one-time transaction. Client needs something, you deliver it, they pay, done. Then you start all over again with the next person. But the businesses that actually scale are building revenue that stacks. Every client conversation becomes an asset. Every piece of work you do feeds the next 10 clients. Your business builds on itself instead of starting from scratch each time. So instead of asking, how do I get more clients? Ask, how do I make each client worth more over time? This isn't about upselling or being pushy. It's about recognizing that if somebody trusts you enough to hire you once, they'll hire you again and again. And they'll recommend you too. But they can only do this if you make it easy for them. Think about your last 5 clients. What did they need 6 months after you finished working together? What are they probably struggling with right now? That's not a new service you need to create. That's a relationship you've already started but never continued. Most businesses are sitting on recurring revenue they simply haven't claimed yet. Clients who'd happily pay you monthly if you'd only offer them something to buy. Problems you've already solved that keep coming up. Expertise you keep giving away for free that people would gladly pay for. The shift isn't about creating more, it's about keeping what you've already built. If you want to discover where your recurring revenue is hiding, look at the questions past clients still ask you months after you've finished working together. That's either you doing them a favor for free or it's a retainer offer waiting to happen. So there you have it. 3 ways to make more money without getting more clients. Ask your best clients what else they need, stop pricing apologetically, and package what you're already doing to sell. None of these 3 strategies require you to go out and find new leads. None of them cost you anything except some time and courage. But each of them can and will make a real difference to your revenue this year. Now, I want you to be really honest with yourself. If you've heard any of these ideas before, are you actually implementing them? Because knowing what to do is worthless if you don't actually do it. So I really encourage you to pick one, just one of these 3 strategies, and commit to implementing it this month. And if you know more accountability would help, just wait until you see what's inside my new membership. We're opening the doors officially very soon. You've been listening to From Overlooked to Fully Booked with me, Nikki Hutchison. A new episode drops every Friday at 7 a.m. So make sure you're subscribed and never miss a future episode. And if you found today's episode helpful, please do leave a rating or review. It doesn't take long and they make a huge difference to helping other business owners find the show. Until next time, take care and keep marketing.